Asian Pop Radio Australia. This is Jay Chon, and with me, my co-host...
Jeanette.
Thanks, Jeanette. And we are very excited because we are here in Melbourne at G2 Korean Barbecue with David Choi.
Hey.
Welcome back to Melbourne.
Thank you. Good to be back.
This is your third time to Melbourne now, right?
This is my third time, yep.
And now, I believe, was it last time or the time before that that you performed at BMW Edge in Federation Square?
Yeah, I performed there.
Was it both times?
No. I don't really remember.
I remember seeing you. I did go there and get my CD signed. I was very excited.
Good. Thank you for your support.
I don't think I paid for it, so you shouldn't thank me too much.
Thank you for listening.
Look, Melburnians have quite a bit of a love-hate relationship with Federation Square. Some pretty big fans of it like me. Others think it should be blown up. Do you like it or do you want it gone?
Man. I don't want to offend anybody, but maybe blow up just half of it.
Yeah.
Keep half.
I'll keep everyone happy.
Just keep everyone happy.
That's a good idea.
You can make it into a playground.
This is true.
I like playgrounds.
You could perform on the swings.
That would be a very unique show.
We should do that.
We could do that.
Yeah. Better tell Australia that.
Let's do it.
All right. So you get the dynamite and we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
From being a slave monkey at studios and constantly getting coffee from Starbucks and giving up your own time to sweep floors at the studio, how does it feel to be catching planes, playing to crowds full of fans, and having your own app?
Those were the days where I, you know, did not really enjoy it too much, but now I'm very lucky to be able to do what I love and just travel and meet people like you guys and have Korean barbecue in Australia.
That always helps. One of Jeanette's favorite songs of yours is actually That Girl. We want to know if you have your own favorite track, or is it too hard to sort of narrow down, or just the one?
It's tough to say I have a favorite track because they're all just moments of my life. And yeah, I can't really say I have a favorite, but they're all very meaningful to me.
How do you think your life would be different if you did not upload a video response to Esme Dentist? And could you imagine a life without YouTube?
A life without YouTube, that'd be a weird life. I would probably still be doing music, but it'd just be completely different.
Yeah,
the video response, that was, you know, kind of like the beginning of everything. It's kind of, life is kind of weird how that all works out, so.
How much time do you actually get to just sit down yourself and have a bit of a play around with YouTube and, you know, just a quiet afternoon? Or is every moment that you spend the next thing for your own YouTube channel?
I spend a lot of time on YouTube. Yeah. I watched lots of videos today.
We have a lot in common.
Yeah, I think everybody in the world watches a lot of YouTube videos.
We should have like a whole event where we just all watch YouTube videos.
We wouldn't talk to each other, that's for sure.
It's like silent friendship.
Yeah.
Jeanette and I Google ourselves on a regular basis. Do you Google yourself from time to time just to make sure things are, you know, all above board? Or
Sometimes. I don't do it like too often because I don't want to see things that I don't want to see, but sometimes.
It's not always positive. How do you handle the negativities that are out there? Because it's got to be the occasional time when someone gets a bit nasty, right?
Yeah, I mean, luckily for me, I don't get too much hate, which is good. But I've gotten enough to where I just turn my face and just don't really care. It's probably like a kid or something.
Now, you were born into a musical environment when your parents owned a music store.
Yeah.
Your father wanted to be an artist in Korea. Yeah. And according to you, you were forced to play the violin and piano because you're Korean.
Yep.
Do you see yourself not following a pathway of music? Do you think you could have a different career?
Yeah. Because music is, whether it's a career or not, it'd still be a part of me. I'll always be doing music. If I had to choose another career, I like food.
Yeah. Oh my, me too, high five.
I would probably like open the right place. Probably a restaurant or something, I don't know.
I can help, I'll be a waiter.
Let's start from the bottom and make it to the top.
We can like...
That wasn't quite the lyric, but...
We can play Drake all the time because we started from the bottom and then we're here at the top.
There you go.
You're invited sometimes, too.
Oh, thank you. I'd appreciate it as long as I get staff discount. What's your favorite type of dish to cook?
I'm not really... I'm a consumer of food.
Yeah. You're a connoisseur.
Yes. I like good food. I can appreciate good food. I think Australia has really good food. Ingredients are really fresh. Everyone seems pretty healthy.
That's a lie.
Looks good.
Have you seen Oster?
Yeah. We're on a lot of energy drinks. drinks right now.
Okay, who's been your most memorable or enjoyable person to collaborate with? And at the same time, has there been a particular person that might have been a little bit difficult?
Man, I think everyone's been easy to work with that I've collaborated with so far. It's my favorite. I can't really say a favorite, but I work a lot with Wong Fu Productions. They've done some music videos for me. It's, you know, it's fun because they're my friends. It doesn't seem like we're working together.
Is there someone else on your hit list that you'd like to work with that you're yet to have the opportunity?
I'm open to work with anybody. Are you talking YouTubers or anyone? I would like to do something with Stevie Wonder.
Fantastic.
He's one of my favorite artists. Yeah. Thank you. Do you know him? Can you hook me up with him?
Oh, that's easy.
Just call him up.
You're like, oh, Stevie Wonder. You don't know me, but I know you.
You just call him Stevie, right? Steve.
Oh, just one.
There you go. One.
Is there a particular Aussie YouTuber that you've been following that you would like to perhaps work with somehow?
Well, I know Mai Chani lives here, and I actually texted him and told him I'm here, and hopefully we'll meet up and hang out.
That's when you can pull up Federation Square.
We can make that a YouTube vlog.
I think
we
can have the dynamite, actually.
He probably would, right?
Yeah.
I'll ask him. I'm going to ask him.
Let's take a look at Friday's gig with Jason Chen at Ormond Hall in Melbourne. What can fans expect from you and Jason on that night? And will there be any surprises?
Surprises? There are always surprises. I'm looking forward to the show. It's been a while since I've played out here. I'm going to have some other musicians with me. And I might play some new songs too that I haven't played out here yet.
Doing separate sets, or will you be working together on a few songs as well?
We're going to be doing separate sets, yeah.
What's next for David Choi in 2014?
Next for 2014, well, I'm working on my album right now.
So excited.
And shows, and that's about it for now.
Lots of YouTube.
Well, trying to do YouTube. Fit it into the
watching
writing
and
schedule.
Making.
Yes. Mostly watching.
Can we expect the album at a particular time, or is it not really on the cards yet?
This year, near the end of this year, let's say. Yeah.
Near my birthday.
Good. When is your birthday?
December 13th.
It'll come out before that.
Dang it.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
A year in advance.
Awesome. Well, David, thank you so much for joining us in Melbourne at this awesome Korean restaurant. And we wish you best of luck on Friday night, and we'll see you there.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Across the Community Radio Network, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia.